Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott. I'm feeling considerably more awake than I did this time yesterday, actually. You right, Becky?
Yeah, good, thank you. Did you get an early night?
Yeah, I did. I really did.
I watched the whole of Derv LeCerwin on Who Do You Think You Are?
Derv LeCerwin?
Hoping to see Henry Penry, and he wasn't on. But then I found out that he has got his own one later in the month, so I'm quite excited now.
Is that the one where they
go and find
search out your family?
Yeah. And they always go, this records office doesn't normally give out records to the public, but they've made a special exception in this case. And they're like, oh, bum, I wanted to do my family tree, but I can't now.
Yeah. I feel like a proper man today. You know, you have those days where you go to bed, and it's been quite a long day, but you think, I've really achieved stuff. You know?
Oh, I thought it was just because you'd put on man's deodorant rather than the ladies' one you were wearing yesterday.
No, it's still the ladies' one.
It's still...
still quite
still
feminine.
Still floral.
Smelling. Still a bit floral.
What did you do yesterday that made you a man?
Well, did the show. Did a couple of interviews for our Edinburgh shows. Press interviews.
Oh, manly.
So I did... well, no, that's not manly.
Oh.
But did one for The Independent, which is really good. And another one for Time Out magazine in the comedy section.
Oh, no. Are they billing you as something worth seeing? Are you in the one to watch?
No, they just interviewed me about the show and what we were doing, and they took a picture of me under a big spotlight to make it look all theatre-like. Quite good. And then after that, I went to a DIY store. Roar! And picked out some paints for my new house.
I thought you were getting, like, woodcut or something, but actually you just mixed up some lovely shades of...
Well, I didn't mix them. They've got this washing machine thing where they mix up the paint. It's
what
quite
colour
good.
Did you go for?
Well, here's the thing, right? I took my friend along, who knows about these things, and he's like, oh, we'll get some colour charts. And I was like, yeah,
this
all right, mate.
This
is
so manly.
All right, mate, we'll get some colour charts. This is manly for me.
Did you have some swatches?
No. And I want neutral colours, yeah?
you got cream mixed up in a thing.
Yeah, they all look the same. And they're all called different things. It's like, oh, caramel blush, 4. Burnt chalky white, 5. But actually, they're all exactly the same colour.
Just magnolia.
They are really... you might as well get eggshell or magnolia, because they all look the same.
I like the way you still paid extra to have it mixed just so you could see the machine doing it.
Yeah, that's the best bit.
So all the houses, all your rooms in your house are going to be the same colour?
Well, no, I've gone for caramel blush in one room.
Right.
And burnt chalky white in another room. But I bet you when it's on the walls, I won't be able to tell the difference. And my mate was going, no, look, you can clearly see the difference. I was like, you can't. It's just an off-white colour. It really is. Why have they got all these different names? I've not picked out paints for about 5-6 years. Anyways, that's why I feel like a man today. And I bought some rollers and everything. Not for my hair, rollers for the paint.
I was going to say heated or just normal. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, Rich has been on. He listens to our podcast mostly in Sydney, Australia. And he says, hi, Scott, Becky, one that doesn't speak, PR4L. I have been catching up on the podcasts and I heard your comment last week on where the two Just For Men girls have been hiding out after their UK attempt at entrapping unsuspecting women for their father. Do you remember this advert with those two weird, evil girls in? For the hair placement.
Dad?
Hmm?
It's time. You'd be a really nice catch for somebody. Please?
That one. Now, Rich says, imagine my shock last night when I was watching TV on hearing the very same girls, now with Australian accents, on television while I was here in Sydney making dinner. So now it's more like, Dad, it's time. You'd be a really nice catch for somebody. Why do they do that? So now those were evil girls are suddenly Australian. There's another one at the moment. Dubbing on TV adverts does my head in. There's another one. Have you seen it? It's a beauty advert. It's for shampoo or something. And it's got Vanessa Hudgens in off of High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
And you see her on the screen and her mouth's moving and she's clearly talking. But I'm sure that's not her voice. Because I've heard Vanessa Hudgens talk, and that's not what she sounds like.
Is it like a still image of her, and then they've just cut the mouth and
no,
the chin
don't be
goes,
stupid.
Wah, 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 wah.
No. Even though that would be good. No, like, it's the same words, and it's like a mouse moving at the same time, but when the voice comes out, it's like, it's clearly not her.
She might have been having a, she and might have done an early recording.
Right. Vanessa Hudgens here, because I'm worth it. And it's the same with those Just For Men girls, they're now Australian.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Tom has been on, Tom from Preston, saying, do you think that we could have the double rainbow song? Remember this? There's a guy, it's on all over YouTube, you might have seen it, and he's very impressed because, as you would be if you'd just seen one, he's caught himself on camera watching a double rainbow.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. All the way. Double rainbow. Oh my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, it's, oh my God. Oh my God. Look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
Yeah.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Anyway, he's excited by this.
Oh,
and Tom reckons it would start off his day quite good if we could play the double rainbow song that somebody has made. Listen to this. This is a masterclass in auto-tuning.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my God. Double rainbow, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, oh my God. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, it's so dense, dense. What does this mean? It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow now. Ah! Double rainbow all the way.
Well, that's enough. One that doesn't speak. There we are, Tom. I tried to call Tom to go, do you love it? But I think his radio's on so loud that he can't actually hear the phone go.
Am I the only one that's a little bit disappointed where he goes, oh, triple rainbow, and then you never hear any more of it?
Like, yeah, because he's like, double rainbow, so intense. And then he sees a triple one, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now it's time for Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you've been saying on email this week. Anything that you want to say to us, you can. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. You'll get on over the next couple of weeks, because you just will. Nah, first one.
Well, Scott and Becky, I did warn you guys that the ranking game can have repercussions, which is why my husband and I tend to play it in private and not in front of millions of listeners. Though, to be fair, I don't think millions of people would be interested in listening to us. Heard Chris Moyles getting a bit ranty this morning about you ranking him, Scott. Just as well he's away for the next few weeks, as I wouldn't want to feel responsible for any tensions in the Radio 1 building, or indeed any black eyes, which might clash with your orange face. Winking smiley. Rank on. Lots of love. Carol. No point being anonymous, seeing as the PR4L blew my cover yesterday. She's now at the bottom of my rankings. XXXXX.
This is the very dangerous ranking game which we were playing last week, and Becky put me in a really bad position.
So,
now, I was not the one who ranked Chris Moyles.
Because you refused to do it. So, I did it instead.
And you said
you,
he was
I said that
the least
choice,
popular person I know.
No, I said, this is what I think. You can either agree or disagree. And you just said that that's what you did. So
right.
Basically what you do is there's four people or however many you want to do, and I said put them in order of who you prefer out of Fern, Greg, Chris and Zane.
And then you made the decision for me, which
is
not true.
Yeah, because you were refusing to do it. So I said number one was Greg, because you do see him in real life, then you love Fern,
I do see
Zane.
Him in real life.
Yeah, no. know
what
I
mean. What do you mean? Is this not real life? Are we in some kind of weird...
Do you socialise with him, like go for curries and stuff?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I see Chris as well outside.
When was the last time you went out for dinner with Chris?
Went round his house.
When was that?
About 6 months ago. No, it wasn't that long ago. And now he's been ranting about it and saying that I'm ranking him low, and it was you that did it.
It was me that got it in the neck, because when I came into work the next day, he was in there saying goodbye to everyone, and he just looked at his girlfriend and went, "Don't say goodbye to
good.
That."
Good. Quite right.
To that. He called me that.
To that.
P.S. You don't have to limit the ranking to people. We've been to 4 weddings this year and have ranked them. I could end up being in a lot of trouble here now. Better quit while I'm ahead.
Okay, bye. Thanks for your email. Next.
Dear Scott, I'm on my way home to Southampton and I've been saving my humbugs for the journey.
Did she say ear, Scott? Ear, Scott.
Dear Scott,
all right.
I'm on my way home to Southampton and I've been saving my humbugs for the journey. And my last one was a dud with no toffee in it. Mm. Can you complain to the Humbug Society, please? Mike from Southampton.
Seriously, as I say, anything that you send in will get on, dear Scott.
Is there a Humbug Society?
No idea.
Do you know what? I realise now from that one that I had my first one in the car at the weekend.
You've never had a humbug before?
No, and I was driving along and I was thinking, oh, this mint's really strong. And then all of a sudden it turned into toffee and I was like, yes!
Yeah.
And I was really excited.
Welcome along.
And then I thought, how does this work? Like, how do you get a toffee?
Was it stripy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a humbug.
I didn't know that.
Did your grandparents never give you a humbug?
No,
what kind of sheltered taunts in life did you lead?
No, my nana's amazing. She had chocolate eclairs. You know those little toffee ones with the chocolate in? Way better.
You're so posh. Next.
Hey, Scott. I have a bright idea for your show in Edinburgh. I was thinking that you should go onto the stage in full Scottish clothing, i.e. a kilt, and like some sort of Scottish T-shirt.
Okay.
Once on stage, you should try and become Scottish, drinking whiskey and singing Scottish anthems. Really try and get the audience involved. Also doing impressions of famous Scottish people, such as Andy Murray and Paolo Nutini. Or you could do the complete opposite and go for a whole English theme. Might not go down so well with the crowd, but it would be funny. Laughing smiley. Hope I have helped. Love, Anna Wardlaw. Fife. Lots of X's. Laughing smiley.
Do you know what, Anna? There's nothing Scottish people like more than an English bloke stood on stage pretending to be Scottish. They love it. Wearing a kilt and pretending to be one of the Proclaimers.
Do you know what? I'm gutted we've already sorted yours out.
I am.
That came in just a bit too late, didn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
Because we'd have gone with that up until Friday.
I'm doing the Bourne Identity to the music of ABBA now, Anna. So, shame you didn't get in your idea a little bit earlier. Maybe next year, eh?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now... Oh, actually, it's the best song, so I should probably play this one. Hang on.
Oh.
Hang on.
The best.
Oh! What's occurring?
She's just woken up. She sounds great. It's Tracy.
Morning, babes.
Oh, babes, did I wake you?
I sound like Pat Butcher this morning.
You do? Northern version of...
Oh dear, I feel as rough as a badger's bottom this morning.
Do you? Oh, has you got a fast food hangover, have you?
No, I didn't have a McDonald's yesterday. I've got to get fit, you know. Yesterday I did my workout DVD. Oh dear.
You did your workout DVD?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know what she calls. She's this American woman. It's that 30 Day Shred or something.
30 Day Shred?
Yeah.
Sounds like something you'd like, Scott, with your shredding interest.
You just do 20 minutes and it's all right. It made me sweat a bit.
Do you do 40 of those?
But do I what?
40 of those? Like Brucey does?
No.
Some of them are way harder than others.
This one's quite hard. Mm.
Is it Tracy Anderson, that fitness guru that does, like, Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna?
No, she's called... Julian Summit, I think.
Get one from someone you know.
Well, I was thinking I might do that Julian McCall one.
That is good, but it's quite hard when you're first starting out. So follow Jackie rather than Mark and don't get a put off about how tight Mark's shorts are. I've talked about this before, but once you notice it, you can't stop looking and then they exercise routine.
Oh no, do you get awareness with Mark?
Yeah, it's really, bless him, you know, he's trying really hard doing his squats, but...
So follow Jackie, not Mark?
Yeah, if you're just starting out.
Okay, cool.
And then build up, because Davina is so fit.
Maybe start with a Bev Callard one or something.
Right.
You don't even know who that is, do you?
No.
Off of behind the bar in Coronation Street.
I thought it might have been there.
Yeah. What's the plan for today, Trace?
Well, I definitely need to put some fake tan on today because I look like a ghost.
Right.
And I'm going to church today.
Why?
Because I need to go with Lucy to go and book on his christening.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so I had a fight with a priest yesterday as well.
You had a fight with a priest yesterday?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Can we talk about this?
Yeah, we can do. He comes in on a Monday to my work to have his dinner, and he's like the one off Father Ted, you know, that girl's that one.
Yeah, that's not enough reason to pick a fight with him.
Well, because he shakes your hand, and he grabs your hand, and he squeezes it so hard, and like nearly breaks all your bones in your hand. So I grabbed his pen out of his pocket and tried to draw on him, and then he grabbed my arm and started drawing all the pen all over my arm, so I guess he won.
Well, you kind of started that, really.
Well, I don't know. He always starts. He's always looking for a bit of trouble.
Is he a bit of a feisty priest, is he?
He's Irish. He's very, very feisty, yeah.
Do you secretly fancy him a bit, and that's where you...
Is no, it more flirting? He's like 60-something, so no, I don't fancy him.
This is all wrong, this conversation. All really wrong. What was he drawing on your arm?
Just pen marks. Not anything to do with God, like, but...
Oh, Tracy. Right, let's play the best of Oh, What's Occurring. Let's do it.
The best, the best, the best of...
Oh, What's Occurring?
I think I'd like to go down the pub with you, Trace.
All right, then. I might get you a bit drunk, though.
Oh, I just think it'd be funny. I think you've got so many more stories that I don't know at the moment.
Oh, I've got loads of stories. It's not my fault. Just stupid stuff always happens to me every day.
That's why it would be a funny evening. Right, first one. You know Matt Damon? Matt Damon!
Yeah.
He came in to see us a bit ago now, and we asked him... The actual Matt Damon. This question. How many movies do you think you've made?
I don't know, 35, 40?
Once again, 60 seconds to name as many of your own films as you can.
Okay, time out. Before we start, do they have to be... Can they be movies that I had, like, literally a cameo or a walk-on in?
Yeah, you can be in it for, like, 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right?
Do TV movies count?
Yeah.
Okay.
But to make it harder, we're going to try and distract you while you're doing it.
Sure.
Do you have some soft toys that we might just throw at you? At your head. This is brilliant.
I can't believe...
That we did this?
A star like Matt Damon let you throw cuddly toys at his face.
He's the nicest film star in the world. Well, as far as I know. I've not met them all.
Every time you meet a film star, do you ask them if you can throw cuddly toys at their head?
No.
And he's the only one that said yes to date.
Most of them I wouldn't dare to, but you just get the feeling, as soon as you meet Matt Damon, that he's a bit of a dude and that he wouldn't mind.
Gerard Butler probably wouldn't
mind. Yeah, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he'd be up for it.
Anyway, so we can say, me and the one that doesn't speak can say that we have actually had a fight with Matt Damon. How good is that? So, my question, how many of his own films could Matt Damon name while me and the one that doesn't speak throw things at his head, Tracy?
12.
12 of his own films?
Yeah.
I think I'd be rubbish at naming my own films if I was in.
You haven't been in any films.
No, if I was.
But yours is... You've done Casualty, Hollyoaks and The Bill.
Yeah. Hollywood's going to call eventually.
That one that never got a second series.
What did you do in Hollyoaks?
Oh, listen, she's perked up now I've done Hollyoaks.
Do your line. Here we go, Chase.
Mm. Stay away from them bad boys, all right? I was a police officer, Trace.
Oh, I didn't see you on that.
No, last year it was.
Time ago.
No, it was last year.
Blink and you missed it.
Was it?
Yeah, at the start of the episode, I get out of a police car.
Right.
I'm a policeman. And then I say to somebody, stay away from them bad boys, all right?
Oh, wow.
That was it. And then I went off.
Well, anyway. YouTube, that one.
Yeah, do it. It is on YouTube, actually.
What do you type in? Scott Mills Police?
Scott Mills Hollyoaks.
Oh, right.
If you put Scott Mills Police in, then it will come up with
it will come up with... don't type that.
It'll come up with me and The Bill as well. Also a policeman there. How many are you saying? How many films?
I'm saying 20. I think he might be quite good.
Becky says 20. Tracy says just 12. Let's find out. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the critic?
So how many of his own films could Matt Damon name while we threw things at his head? So Matt Damon, 60 seconds to name as many as your own movies as you can, even a cameo, while we throw some things at your head.
This is going to be terrific.
Go.
All right, Mr. Pizza. Rising Sun. That was a TV movie. The Good Old Boys.
Don't throw them back.
School Ties. Geronimo. An American Legend. Courage Under Fire. Good Will Hunting. The Rainmaker.
The Monkey Guy.
Saving Private Ryan. Yeah. The Bourne Identity. The Bourne Supremacy. The Bourne Ultimatum. Green Zone. Hereafter. Invictus. The Departed. Oh, right in the face.
Throwing
right?
them back.
Come on, I'm counterattacking, man. This is cool. Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. Nice shot.
Got him.
Let's see. Sirianna. How much time do I have
left? Throw the big toy.
I'm trying to think of places I've been around the world. The Brothers Grimm. Stuck on You. Nice shot. Let's see. The one where I sang Scotty Doesn't Know. What the hell was that called? Eurotrip. Kevin Spit. Dogma. Chasing. Chasing
the tea's gone now. The tea's over.
How'd I do? No you one
did,
was counting.
You did really well.
I counterattacked pretty, you know, you did, I'm a good counterpuncher. Sorry about that.
Brilliant. Oh, we had a fight with Matt Damon.
27 I counted.
27?
But I can't confirm because I wasn't looking him up on the internet as we weren't. He might have just said random words and I wouldn't have, apart from the ones that I've seen, obviously.
If you're Matt Damon, why would you make up the films that you've been in?
Because the researchers who work on the show probably wouldn't have cross-checked, like you and the one that doesn't speak and me now, which is assuming that all those films are real Matt Damon ones. But apart from the ones we've heard of...
They sounded real. What do you think, Trace? Any in there that weren't real?
I don't know. The only ones that I really recognise were... Ocean's 11 and Eurotrip.
You're as good with films as we are.
No, I don't like Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. He's good, he's really nice.
I think we should give him the benefit of the doubt, though.
I'm going to say 27, then.
Yeah.
Becky gets the point. Yes. What's your favourite film of all time, Chase?
My favourite film of all time? Probably Finding Nemo.
Oh, that's a classic.
I love that film.
It is good.
I like Dory, she's the best. Where she goes, yes, I'm a natural blue, the sea monkey stole my money.
Okay. Have you seen it, Scott?
No.
Oh.
Had to be there, did you?
My favourite are the seagulls.
The seagulls?
Yeah. What, when they go, mine.
Good.
What's the
critic? Trace, you've got so many fans on the text.
What, do they all think I sound like a chub off a misfit?
Yeah. No, they don't. They love you.
Oh, good.
You know Madonna?
Yeah.
What are your views?
What are my views?
Yeah.
That she needs to cover up a bit now. Come on. God.
What do you mean?
Well, she likes to show off her body, doesn't she? And it's getting a bit wrinkly.
Her body's not wrinkly. Okay, she's got map arms, but she looks incredible for her age.
I know, but...
There's still
not
a reason to wear a leotard.
There's a certain line you've got to cross, and she's jumped over it. Well, that you don't cross either.
Okay. And that was Tracy on Madonna. Well, right, she's incredibly rich, obviously. And when she got divorced from Guy Ritchie, he did all right out of that, didn't he? Did all right. Now, if you were to be the next person to marry Madonna, imagine how much money you'd get when you got divorced. Not that I'm wishing ill on the relationship.
You are such a gold digger.
That's me. So... We asked 12 people on Stupid Street this question. How many of them would marry Madonna for £60 million? Becky, how many out of 12?
Three.
Tracy.
I don't think it's worth it.
I say six.
Six people.
Yeah, I'd marry anyone for that much money.
Let's find out. The best,
the best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
You'd marry anyone for that money?
Yeah, of course I would. I'd marry an old dying man for that much money.
Oh, God. Anyway, how many out of 12 on Sheba Street would marry Madonna for £60 million?
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
That's a good question and complicated, but for £60 million, I'd probably do it.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
No.
Why not?
I don't think she's hot. She wears too much lycra. So 60 million?
Yeah.
No.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
Would I be allowed to cheat on her?
No, no.
Oh, that's a tough one. 60 million. Oh, no.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
No. No.
Why not?
She has really horrible arms. 60 million? No.
60 million, I would, yeah.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
I don't know. Probably.
Really?
You end up with all that money, but I mean, does that buy you happiness? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it does.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
No way.
No way? Why not?
Why not? It's not my type.
For £60 million, would you marry Madonna?
Yes.
Would you really?
Yeah.
You've got to stay married to her for 6 years.
6 years.
You've got to bear in mind that she's quite muscly.
Yeah, definitely, I'll do it.
Depends how close we had to be. Can we live separately?
No, you got to live together.
Yeah, I'll probably put up with it.
No, would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
I would marry Madonna for £60 million, yeah.
Why?
It's money.
But you've got to stay married to her for 6 years.
6 years? Yeah, why not? Okay. It would be one hell of a change from you know, the life I'm living now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're married to her for 6 years, but you'd have to live with her and be friends with Sting.
With Sting?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a deal breaker.
I knew that would be a deal breaker. It's self and is. I've got to be friends with Sting. Ugh. Tracy.
Yeah.
Six.
Woo!
Yes.
The best, the best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
Okay, and your last one. You know Christopher Biggins?
Is he that little man?
The little man from where?
Lord of the Rings.
No, but I wish he was.
I do wish he was too. No, he's
you'll
off.
Google him later and you'll see.
He was in the jungle. He was in the jungle. I'm a Celebrity.
Oh.
Quite camp, big guy.
Oh, right. No, I don't know. Oh, in fact, his name rings a bell. So, I'll turn my laptop on and Google it while you're talking.
Okay. Thanks, Trace. Anyway, what we did was we got clips of Christopher Biggins and we called him up and played them down the phone to him, which is obviously a bit weird because you're talking to yourself. So, the question is, how long could we stay on the phone to Christopher Biggins while he talked to himself? We got some clips, played them down the phone. How long, Tracy?
A minute.
Is this the one where he can't stop laughing? I think he laughs at himself for about... Is that the sound of your laptop booting up?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Let's find out. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
Have you found him yet, Trace?
No, my laptop's just... It's just
been
toilet, isn't it?
Oh, no.
I've got that much stuff on it.
Has it gone off? That's me, that's
right,
me.
Right, here we go. What's it called? Christopher Biggins.
Right, let's just play this while we...
All right.
I'll come back to you in a minute, all right.
Hello?
Good morning.
Who's this?
Biggins.
Yes. Who is it?
How was your week? All right?
Yeah, very good.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, I have no idea who this is.
Biggins.
Yes. Oh, God.
You are so funny. You always break the ice.
Is it Jeffrey Hibbert? No. Jim Wopshop. I have no idea. Who is it?
Biggins.
Yes.
Oh, I wanted that to go on forever.
Who's Tim Mopshop?
I don't know.
Have you found him yet, Chase?
Yeah, it's that cat. Does Panto into it.
Does Panto into it?
Yeah.
That's him, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, anyway, so it was 50 seconds.
Oh. Hey!
Tracy, you're on again tomorrow.
Yay!
Will you be awake?
I won't be, but I'll get woke up when Nathan goes to it, because he jabs me and goes, don't you think you should be getting up now? If you're going
out
radio.
I think that's her boyfriend.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah, it's my boyfriend.
Oh, okay, because we did ring twice today and he didn't answer.
Did you? Oh, well, I was awake. I think Alfie were laid on my phone.
Right, good. Is Alfie laid on your phone?
Yeah, you know what? I can't believe how many people wrote me a message yesterday saying, I can't believe you spoke to your dog on the phone yesterday.
Is he there now? Good, right. Okay, this is...
Can you send us a picture of you and Alfie, please? Cause I
Do you know
see...
what? I found a picture yesterday of Alfie watching Hollyoaks.
I want to see it.
All right, then I'll text it you in.
It's all about you and Hollyoaks, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
Make sure you YouTube that 5-second clip of me today on it. You'll love that.
I will do.
Okay. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow then, love.
All right, then, babe.
Okay, right, babes. High five.
Hang on a minute. Hang on.
See ya! Podcast. Big news, everybody. You know Jake off of Oh What's Occurring sometimes in the afternoons when we do this?
My name's Jake and I live in Bradford and I'm 5 years old. Nearly six in August.
What happens is Jake comes on, he's five, and he describes things and you have to guess what he's describing. So he says things like...
Fake dog poo.
And he describes things like...
Big girls in belly tops.
And sometimes...
Aliens.
And even some of Britain's top tourist destinations.
Blackpool.
Yeah. Here's one. Play along. What's Jake talking about here?
They look the same as us, but they talk different. My auntie lives there. You get bagpipes and other things like wrestling games.
And the answer was?
Scotland.
Anyway, big news, everyone. Today, Jake, it's nearly 6 in August, is 6 years old!
Boobies.
Actually, it was yesterday, so sorry about that, Jake. But happy birthday, Jake, for yesterday. He's finally 6'7" in August.
Scott, did you both catch her?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, who's this?
It's Tom from Dudley.
Tom from Dudley. What's happening, babes?
Yeah, I just want to say a quick thanks to the one who doesn't speak.
Right.
I was out on a town on the weekend and told a girl that I was him and managed to get quite far with her.
Excellent. So that's great. So it really did work?
It worked. I think it was a combination of mystery and status that just clinched it in the end.
That's it, a combination of mystery and status?
Yeah, she was all over me.
Amazing. All right, well, thanks, Tom. I'll pass that on to the one that doesn't speak. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, just tell him thanks. I'll be doing it every weekend now.
Okay, no worries. He doesn't mind. Give me a high five.
Hold on.
Yes. Have a good day, Tom. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Greg's a bit bored of a morning this week and next week, so we give him a couple of challenges. Hi, Greg.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. How's
your day been so far?
I've only just woken up, to be honest.
Okay, right.
Good what show?
It's been fine. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
So how was yesterday, please?
Well, I knew I was a little bit scared of heights, and when I got there, I realised I was really scared of heights.
What did you have to do?
We went to this sort of outdoor adventure, kind of treetop adventure park, and...
Adventures in there.
It's quite adventurous, though. Okay. In the middle of a forest in Farnham, in Surrey. And there's loads of sort of platforms, which I think were 60-plus feet in the air, but actually I think in reality it was 30.
I couldn't have done that.
They were really high up, these little platforms, and you have to just cross these sort of 100-foot-in-the-air obstacle courses. you're sort of harnessed in and stuff, and it's all safe, but you have to balance on these little beams and, but the thing is, it's quite difficult, and I got a lot of emails yesterday from people going, I know exactly why you found it difficult and scary, but there were loads of 10-year-old kids behind me kind of jeering and waiting.
Oh, I hate that. I went paintballing with a load of young kids once and they just kept getting me and I was like, oh God, I put my hands up to surrender, leave me alone now. And it made me really aggressive and by the end I was like, right, you. I forgot that they were like 10 and I was like, with my paintball.
Have that. Yeah.
Just throwing paintball grenades at them.
Yeah. It's because 10-year-olds have absolutely no fear, that's why.
They're amazing, yeah. But...
So
I thought I'd be okay, but then you get up there and you think, oh, well, I could die.
Yeah.
Well, you probably not.
No, you wouldn't die, definitely not.
What happens if you fall off then? Do you get caught by a big rope or do you just sort of dangle?
Well, I asked our lovely instructor what happened if you fell off and she demonstrated and you fall approximately 2 inches. and then the safety line grabs you. So nothing really is going to happen to you.
Yeah, but it's just the height thing. I couldn't deal with it.
That's it, though. When you look down, you just think, well, this is it. This is how I'm going to go. On some wobbly logs.
You did sound terrified at one point yesterday, and there was one point where you didn't think you'd be able to do it, and we've actually compiled all the times that you didn't think you'd be able to do it. Listen to this.
Oh, I can't do this. There's no way I can do this. Can't do that. I can't do that. I don't want to fall off. How the hell am I going to do this? Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I can't do the balance at all. I can't do this. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I really don't. I can't do this. This is ridiculous. Oh, I can't. How do you... No. Oh, I can't do it. This is ridiculous. How can I do this? This is ridiculous.
You fit?
Oh, I can't do this. It's ridiculous.
You're doing it.
That is your new catchphrase. I can't do this. It's ridiculous.
OMG. I'm just watching a video online and it's so much higher than I thought it was going to be.
You see, that's
and is
the
it
thing.
Your is it your legs trembling that's making the wire shake that much or does the wire
probably.
Just...
The instructor said to us, right, we're going to, because we haven't got a lot of time, we'll throw in at the deep end and put you on the wobbly logs. And that was really difficult to
not the wobbly
with.
Logs.
You look petrified.
Go and have a look at the video online.
If you have a look at the video then, Scott, you'll see how high it is.
Okay. I got you a new song, actually.
I think you would mess your pants.
I really would. I wouldn't do it. I've got you a new song.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this.
It's quite good. you like that? You could play that today, maybe.
I can't do this.
Ringtone?
I can't do this.
Anyway, do you want to know what you're going to be doing today?
Yes, please.
Here's your challenge. Today, Greg James.
No more heights, please.
Okay, no more heights. You know, for ages you've been saying to me, like, oh, we must go for a run.
Oh, yeah.
We must get fit. We've not really been doing it, have we?
Went for a run last night, actually.
Oh, okay, without me again, good. Now, you did have a fairly hard weekend, did you? A couple of nights out, a couple of cans, a couple of cones.
A couple of cones of leads, yeah. couple of KFCs.
So today, just to get you back into the fitness, you are going to go for a physical, and I mean physical, training session with the 2nd Royal Tank Regiment off of the Army.
Oh, no!
Yes! And once again, I reckon you'll be saying...
I can't do this. I can't do this.
I can't do this. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, that's what you're doing today.
Oh.
Now, those boys are fit. Good morning. And also... sometimes you're a bit sick.
They don't let you stop, do they?
No. Now, actually, you are the kind of annoying person that, because we have been on a run, that doesn't even break a sweat when you're going quite fast. So I reckon you'll probably be all right.
No, we'll just tell them to do it harder.
Well, that's what my plan is, yeah. We'll just ring them
before.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's your thing today. A nice physical training session with the Army off of the 2nd Royal Tank Regiment.
Okay. I've they've got nothing better to do.
Not today, no.
Oh, no.
So, okay, well, we'll speak to you a bit later on. Obviously, there'll be a video online. Go and watch Greg's scary video from yesterday as well at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's up there for you now when you get to work. Speak to you later, Greg.
Thanks.
Don't be sick in your mouth.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts. Right, I don't know if you know about this. My friend has gone to Costa Rica. Have I told you about this?
No.
You know my quite fit Italian friend? But actually Welsh.
Oh, the one that can name all the Britney Spears perfumes.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's gone to Costa Rica for a month.
Oh, yes, you have told me about this, because you went to his leaving dinner the other night. Is it something to do with turtles?
Yeah, he's going to look after some turtles or something in Costa Rica. Oh, and while he's at it, go surfing.
That sounds brilliant. How do you get on that?
I don't know. You can go and work at, like, turtle sanctuaries and stuff. It sounds quite cool. Even though he has been asking people to sponsor him for what is basically a holiday, which is annoying. And you know how alcohol affects you more when you're on a plane?
Yes.
It's supposed to be, what, two or three times as strong or something?
Oh, yeah, it's weird. It's like where you laugh at bad films on aeroplanes as well. I think your just emotions are kind of heightened. And
okay,
then...
well, that's what I was about to say.
Oh, sorry if I ruined...
No. But is that true that you laugh more at films?
Well, no, I don't know, but I find sometimes that films I've watched first on an aeroplane and gone, ha, 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 that's hilarious. I've got on DVD and I'm like, really not.
Well, this is what I was going to say, the other way around, right? So, I spoke to him yesterday. He's now in Costa Rica looking after the turtles, okay? Arrived on Sunday and he watched My Sister's Keeper, which is quite a sad film. Is it with Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, it's a Jodie Picoult book turned into a film.
And he watched that on the plane and got to the stage where he'd had a couple of drinks, but nothing, like, major. Got to the stage where he actually had to put the blanket that they provide over his head because he was sobbing so much over the film. However, he has already seen this film at home, just watched it on DVD, found it sad, but he was in no way blubbing as much as he was when he watched it in the air.
Mm. I think it does affect you.
That's weird. But he was probably like...
He should have gone with it. Why did he cover up with his blanket? People thought
don't
he was
see that on a plane.
Up to no good. Surely it's worse for people to think that you're...
I didn't know that. And actually, thinking about it, I have laughed at things now you say that.
Really unfunny stuff?
That is really not funny at all.
Yeah.
But why is that? It's just like, do you get more emotional at films when flying than you do at ground level? I'd quite like to know if anyone else has experienced this. Or is it just us again?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Leisure Wear Tuesday for me. Yes, I am wearing jogging bottoms. So, make something of it if you want. I've got rehearsals today. First day of my one-man show rehearsals. I think they're nice. What are you looking at?
I was trying to work out what was going... I can't say this.
What was going on where?
No, I was trying to work out what was going in that sort of area. Like,
what area?
Because it's not a zip, but it's not buttons and it's not sewn up. So is it just flap? I couldn't work it out.
There isn't any flap.
There is. It's not sewn up all the way, is it?
Yes, it is. Okay. Don't worry.
It doesn't look like it is.
Absolutely nothing to worry about there at all. It's 9:10. This is Scott on The Chris Moore Show talking about how films... and stuff you watch on planes can really affect you and make you much more emotional than you would be on the ground. Hello?
Hello.
Who's you?
I'm Bekala from Worcester.
Bekala, what's going on?
Not a lot, just driving on the way to work.
Okay, tell me your experience.
I was coming back from holiday last month and watched various films on the plane and cried most of the way through Nanny McPhee 2.
Is that a sad film?
No, it's comedy.
It's with Emma Thompson, isn't it, and the funny teeth?
Yeah, that's the one.
And you just blubbed?
I was a bit of a mess, yeah. And I was sat next to strangers as well. It was really embarrassing.
Oh, no. Was there a sad scene in it, or did you just cry because your emotions were just heightened?
I think it was that and the fact I was coming back off holiday.
Yeah, that's it as well, especially when you're coming back. It's like, oh, God. High five to that.
High five.
Press five.
Can't do it, got an iPhone.
you can though, just press hide keypad.
No. Okay.
Is that high? That's it. Yes, you see, you can do it on that phone. Hello, Lydia.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm good, thanks. You?
Yeah, I'm good. Tell me.
Oh, okay. I was on the way back, the way to Canada when I was like 10 years old, and there's a film called Click with Adam Sandler.
And The Hoff.
Huh?
The Hoff's in it.
Yeah, I know, it's awesome. And he's got, like, this little remote control and he can, like, fast forward and rewind time and stuff.
Yeah, it's quite a funny film.
And there's, like, a scene in it when he gets really fat and his, like, whole family, like, I think, dies and stuff. And I was just blubbing so much. and it was like an overnight flight to Canada, so all the people were like sleeping around me, and I was screaming.
And you're like,
yeah, literally. And the man next to me was giving me such evils. It was so funny.
Do you know, Sarah in Peterborough's been on, she laughed so hard at the fart scene in Click with the Hoff and Adam Sandler that the stewardess who was serving food stopped and asked me what it was and watched it for a bit with her. Not funny at home at all, apparently. But she was in business class. They weren't happy around her, to be fair. But you actually blubbed at Click.
Yes, actually. I don't think it's not that sad a film, really, is it?
Not really. It's supposed to be a comedy.
No, I don't know.
Love yeah. you, love you, Lydia.
Bye,
high five. Trish.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Tell me.
It's a bit of a trend for me. Any single flight I go on, absolute emotional wreck. I've always put it down to being tired, but clearly not.
No. What? Give me one example.
Spider-Man 2, when he rolls the thing down and have a little kiss. Yeah, found that very, very upsetting.
That's
very
not
taxing.
Worthy of a cry.
I know. Marley and me didn't even get to see the end of the film, but probably just as well because I might throw myself out the plane. You know when you try and do the quiet cry and you can't actually breathe and your tears are just pouring down your face, and every time you try and breathe, you sort of.
I think that I maybe sobbed a bit like that film though on the ground.
Yeah, everyone's on the ground. To that one.
What else?
The other thing is the other side when it's funny, like you know the really rubbishy being framed clips where the small child slips down the slide and actually it's quite concerning, not very funny.
That's hilarious on a plane.
Hilarious on a plane.
Absolutely not that funny hilarious. In real life though. That's true because on most planes on the in-flight thing they do show those funny clips, don't they?
Yeah, you can choose like the usual, like you know, Friends, you've been framed, Cheers.
Yeah, Friends is always on, and it's always the funny clips, and you're like, not actually that funny.
No, no.
High five me, please. High five me.
High five.
Good. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. And now, Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you've been saying to us on email. Send one in if you want. It's easy to get on.
Just saw Con Air on your recommendation. Amazing movie with a star cast. High five. Thomas, Birmingham.
A lot of movie chat on this show today. It is a great film, one of the greatest. The one that doesn't speak was telling me it was on telly a couple of weeks ago and he went to a friend's birthday party, which was in a hotel bar, and they were showing Con Air on the big screen in a bar. Life doesn't get any better than that. If you haven't seen Con Air, check it out. One of the greatest films ever. Next.
Hi, Scott. Great show, but I was just hoping to correct a pronunciation of the word for the Spanish meat. It may sound chorizo, but it's pronounced chorizo. It really sounds weird when you say it that way. Hope this does not offend, but I like your show, just don't like that pronunciation. Thanks, Sean.
All right, Sean. Chorizo it is, from now on.
But this all came from me asking someone if they wanted to fancy some chorizo out the back.
Fancy some chorizo out the back?
Yeah, that sounds better, doesn't it?
Sounds well more Spanish. Next.
Hi, Scott. I've got a mate who's a dancer who got to touch and actually carry the actual Kylie Minogue.
Oh.
It was at the Hey Hey show, which I'm sure Becala will be familiar with. Anyway, I'm sure my mate had a sniff. Shall I ask him? Here's him in the dance. First video at the 3:53 mark. Much love. You complete me. High five. Joseph, off of Birmingham.
Joseph, thank you very much for the video. We're watching this now. And yes, we can indeed see that your friend has carried Kylie and therefore has definitely sniffed her. This came about when Kylie came into this show quite a few weeks ago now, and I was going to go in for the hug and sniff. So you hug her and see how she smells. I was so overawed that Kylie was actually right next to me. I hugged, but I didn't sniff, and for that I will always be full of regret.
Do you need us to invite her back in just so that you can...
Oh, hi, can you come back in so Scott Mills can sniff you? That's not going to... She's not going to say yes to that, is she?
Well, she might do.
But well done to Joseph and his dancer friend.
Hey, Scott, Becky, the one who spoke once and the PR4L. I stopped listening to your podcasts to revise back in January. I've just come back from my holiday when I listened to every podcast that I missed to catch up. I came across one where you and Becky were discussing Mega Piranha or something. I think it freaked me out as much as it did Becky when she saw it. Forgetting all about it, I went for a swim. I couldn't help but get the feeling a Mega Piranha was going to eat me. I'll never be able to swim without thinking of a huge piranha again. Love the show, millions. You complete me. XX, Molly, off of Buckingham. P.S. I only found out today, in July, that my Hamlet innuendo bingo was featured in January.
Hooray. I love people that listen to the podcast on delay. There's some people who I spoke to in Stroud last weekend, boyfriend and girlfriend, and they are only up to the bit in the show where we were starting to do the musical last year. They're like, oh, I can't wait to happen to watch Scott Mills the musical. I'm like, yeah, that was a good 12 months ago now. We're doing like a new show in Edinburgh. Like, oh, don't tell us, don't tell us. Oh, okay. It'll all be revealed at the end of 2011. Yeah, sorry about that swimming and mega piranha thing.
Don't look in the papers today then if you don't like them, because there's some real life ones in there.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh,
me
God.
And the one that doesn't speak, we're trying to scare each other. Well, I tried to scare him.
Real life
them.
Mega piranhas?
Yeah, there's one massive mega piranha in one of them, and then there's some like glow-in-the-dark piranhas in the other one. That might not be scientifically true about the fact that it's a glow-in-the-dark piranha, but it looks like one.
Is there a sharktopus as well? Because that's another film on sci-fi.
Have a look, there's something weird.
We need to get Debbie Gibson in to sort these out. Who? Sci-fi...
I thought you might have wanted to use that bit for the trail.
No. Sci-fi channel showed Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus again last night.
It's always on.
It's always on. Like, literally, put on the sci-fi channel, 90% chance that it will be on at any given time if you've not seen it yet. Once again, along with Con Air, one of the greatest films ever made.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Fern.
Hello.
What are you eating?
Well, this licorice you've got in the studio. I just had the smallest nugget. Look how small this bit was. One of them. And it took me about 5 minutes to chew it. It's like a rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't advise eating that whilst on radio.
Do you know what? I was thinking about this earlier. When I got up this morning about five, just threw some clothes on, as you can see, and came into work.
Right.
You can't do that ever.
Well,
because,
I do.
No, you don't. Because, like, every day, they're going to...
Yeah, but
take photos.
I did early breakfast with Fern once, and she used to come in her pyjamas, so I wouldn't feel too bad.
I know. I saw you in your pyjamas once.
I used to get out of bed and not even, like, get out of my pyjamas, just put my sort of boots over my pyjama bottoms, and then no one saw me, only Becky, so it was all right. Becky didn't mind, did you, Becky?
No.
But you have to dress up for work properly every day.
Well, I like dressing up anyway, but I do just throw on whatever I want. Someone's having a little pop at me in the papers there about what I'm wearing yesterday.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I couldn't give a monkeys.
Good. Excellent. Right, I am going to play now a game with you. We love the Live Lounge on Radio 1, your Live Lounge.
Oh, yeah, the Live Lounge is we have some good ones recently. Professor Green's been in, Trevi McCoy, they've all been in.
There's some good ones and there's some not so good ones.
Yeah, there's some ones which are
brave.
Interesting and brave. Well done, yes.
And we also love any TV show with auditions. I know you've got one coming up.
Must Be the Music, which actually starts this Sunday, is on Sky 1 HD, which I'm very excited about.
We're going to play a game now called X Factor or Live Lounge. It's simple.
Mm.
We'll play you a clip. It's either going to be an X Factor audition or somebody from the Live Lounge, and then you have to guess who it is.
This is a good game.
Play along if you want. This is one of my favourite games that
we
do. Okay, here's the first one. X Factor or Live Lounge. Becky, you go first.
Is it those twins off X Factor?
Which ones?
The boys and then the one with the guitar.
The Scottish ones.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Nope.
I'm sure I can see them in front and then Louis just cringe.
Okay, so you're saying X Factor. Fern.
Yeah. I know who this is. Yeah, I know who this
one
is.
Who is it?
It's from a Live Lounge and it's Lost Profits.
Fern gets a point. It is the Lost Prophets in the Live Lounge. Becky, I don't know who you were thinking of there.
Well, you think you've Jedward with a sort of triplet-style brother playing guitar?
I just like the thought of it.
Okay, here's the next one. X Factor or Live Lounge.
It's mine. I never happy.
Becky thinks she knows this one.
Is it... Oh, I'm not sure now. Is it Paloma Faith?
Oh!
In the live lounge.
Paloma's got a beautiful voice, Becky. That could never be Paloma.
But everyone has an off day.
Not that off.
What do you think?
Look, this has to be an X Factor, unless it was a live lounge when Coxie was on, because I would definitely stall that one mentally forever. This can't be a live lounge, please.
It's X Factor. Oh, you're good at this, Fern. You're good at this.
Phew.
Next one.
Maybe I didn't love you. Well, as often as I should have. Little things I should have said and done. I just never too to say.
Wow.
Is it those ones that Greg James likes?
Mumford and Sons.
Yes.
That sounds like what would happen if my dad came into the live lounge. That is.
Maybe I didn't love you.
Mr. Cotton, MC so Cotton.
You're saying X Factor.
I'm saying it's got to be X Factor. That can't be a live lounge.
Congratulations again, Fern. It's X Factor. Here's your next one.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby.
Fern.
Yeah. Now. This was definitely a live lounge when B.O.B. came in. And it's weird because the first line sounded like that, and then luckily it really dramatically improved in the first chorus. But the first bit I was a bit like, clench bum cheeks, you know.
Fern's correct again. It was B.O.B. in the live lounge. Next one.
Did you ever stop to notice this crying at this weeping shore?
Wants to guess?
I remember this one. I think it's Will Young.
Don't you blow to my Will. My Will's got a voice of an angel, he has. So, Dan's face in the live lounge was like contorting with pain. Bless him.
So you think that's X Factor?
Oh, it's got to be X Factor.
God, you're so good at this. You can tell it's your live lounge.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, next one.
I will hold on hope and I won't let you choke on that noose around.
X Factor, I'm going with. I know my name as it's called. You see a theme here?
Yeah, I can.
Basically.
Yeah. You'd have to explain it, Fred.
I'm
going to,
because I feel
it.
Responsible. So Travi did Billionaire really beautifully with the help of his friend McLean, who has a phenomenal voice.
That was good.
But then he ditched off McLean for when he did the cover for Mumford & Sons.
And that was a mistake, do you think?
I would go for a yes on that. Yeah.
Okay. And last one in this never-ending game.
Saturdays.
It's not the Saturdays.
Wow.
You're probably going to say X Factor.
I'm probably going to go for X Factor.
Yeah.
Also earlier, Becky, someone's saying on the text here, Bev of Carlisle, were you thinking of Journey South earlier on?
Oh, was
yes.
that it?
Yes.
Was it Journey South?
Yes. That was who she was thinking
of. I knew
of.
I could see them, but I couldn't remember their name.
Yeah.
Sorry, Journey South.
They probably
don't say sorry
care.
To Journey
yeah, they're
South.
They're loving a mention on the radio, quite frankly.
Thank you very much, Fern, for playing.
I got them all right.
X Factor or Lilas, you got them all right.
Brilliant. I
you
feel see? Good about myself. That's excellent.
Fern's on in 3 minutes. Have
is
a lovely
prize?
Day.
A prize?
No prize. Okay. Oh, you can have some plop.
Oh,
if you want.
Some more plop. Thank you.
Which is a Swedish chocolate
yes,
bar.
Yes, let's explain
which
what
I just I happen to have here. Have a nice day, my love.
Thank you, Scott. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.